Okay, this is a podcast on the IDVM510 multimeter. A description of the unit. Let me unplug these leads and get them out of the way so I won't have that all in me. Alright, I'm going to set here. This unit, let me see how I can get a tape measure somewhere. I got a tape, talking tape measure. I use it and then I set it down and I forget where I put the doggone thing. I think it's in here though, let me check real quick. There it is. All right.
Total in memory cleared.
Okay.
Including, not including case.
Zero. Okay.
Total in memory. In memory cleared.
All right. Here we go. Let's get a kind of measurement of this thing.
Turning off in 5. Total in memory cleared.
Alright. Measuring from the
5
top.
5 and 15 sixteenths inches. 6 and 7 eighths inches. 7 inches.
Alright, so approximately 7 inches long.
0 inches.
From the top of the screen to the bottom of the unit. That's with the
turning off in 5 seconds. Total in memory is 0 inches.
That's with the hanger at the top and the screen, the top screen facing the ceiling. All right, now let's do the
turning off in 5 seconds. Add 0 inches. Total memory cleared.
Let's do the width left to right of the unit.
3 3/4 inches. 3 3/16 inches.
So you see it's 7 3/3/16 inches. Now let's do the thickness on this thing, and it varies. I'm going to do the
turning
very
off
thick
in 5 seconds
part, which is at
total
the top
in memory
of the screen
clear.
All right.
2 15/16 inches. 2 3/16 inches.
Alright, that's 2 3/16 inches at the top in thickness.
1 9/16 inches.
1 9/16 at the bottom of the unit.
0 inches.
So that kind of gives you a measurement. It's got it, like I say, a nice heavy duty Velcro strap. You can take this off, this strap where you hang it on something. It's Velcro. You just pull that loose and take that off if you don't want that on. Now, the battery on this thing, it's a little deceiving. It's a, you know, and I don't know what side battery, maybe you'll find that out in the manual, in the PDF. It looks like either it's one of the 6-volt or 9-volt batteries. You know, it's got the 2 little doohickeys at the top, and you just plug them in, one side, one the other. And I don't know if it's 6-volt or 9-volt. I have no idea which it is. But it's one of them two, I would think, either 6 or 9-volt. So with the unit, the bottom of it facing my belly and the top of it away from me, from the furthest point, screens pointing to the ceiling, I'm going to take this thing and turn it over to the back. Now on the back, this is what it gets you. You're looking for the battery compartment. Well, You can't find it hardly. You know, you look everywhere now, there's a little screw there, and you say, well, that's where the battery compartment is. But you think that would just take that little square piece out for the battery compartment, and then you put the battery in and put it back. That's not it. This whole piece of plastic on the back, which at the very bottom, if you take it and pull it up, it flips up and acts as a stand. So you can just stand the unit up on a little stand. Very nice, very nice. For somebody who can see reading that thing, you know, they can look right there at it. Especially if you reading, doing ohms and resistance and diodes and all that stuff on a board, just a great little bench thing. It turns it into a bench meter. Okay. That fold that back down and you hear it lock into play. If you come from the top where the strap is, assuming you ain't took the strap off, and you come right there with the strap, and you come feel the strap, and you come straight on down the strap, keep it going, and you'll feel a little hole. That's where the screw is. When you take, it's a Phillips screw. It's not a very big screw, little tiny screw. I suggest for us, or anybody as far as that's concerned, to set it on a table, on a platter, on a towel, or something, or in a box, a little cardboard box, beer flat, something. Because that's a little tiny screw. Undo that. And when you undo that, this whole thing with the strap that hangs and that whole piece of plastic comes up and comes off. Not just that little square piece you think would just come out and you would leave all the rest of the stuff and you could... That whole thing comes up and out off of the thing. The stand, everything. And there's your battery compartment. Obviously, you take the little 6-volt, 9-volt battery, click it in there, you put it in play, you put that back, and you feel around, you kind of wiggle it around, you feel it locked back into play. And then you take that little screw and you screw it back in there. Then you got the battery in the thing. I wanted to say that because otherwise it's going to be, I just couldn't believe trying to find the battery on it. Now this thing here got some kind of rubberized, it's kind of rubberized. It's got grips on the side. I wouldn't say this rubberized, this rubberized stuff. It's not a case that can be, I don't think that can be took off. It's got grips on the back and all. They all rubberized for laying down. Very nice unit. This thing here, let's just see how much this thing weighs. I got a talking scale. So we're going to bring it over here, and we're going to see what this thing weighs. And now this, with the battery, obviously, and with the little hanging loop strap on it. So let me turn this on.
It's ready.
Okay. I'm going to lay this thing here on this scale.
14.9 ounces.
So that's what it is. 14.9 ounces. That's with the battery.
0.0 ounce.
In it. That's almost, you might want to say 15 ounces, just slightly less than a pound, ounce less than an ounce, and 1.1 ounce less than a pound. So that's that. I don't think I know of anything else right this moment. I did find the manual. Okay, this is a podcast on the IDVM510 multimeter. I'll do more on it later. I'm just doing what I have found out so far. I got to get some visual help on the buttons on this thing. I got some, but I can't remember them. I didn't write it down, so I just remember some of them. The buttons, the ones I'm going to be using right now is this here. Well, let me tell you how many buttons it is to start with. There's what you call rectangular buttons. And there's one going from left to right. There's one, two, three, four on the top row. And then one on the next row down. All of them rectangular. And there's a big space. And then there's a round button. It's a record button. I don't know exactly what that does. I guess you could record a memo or something, maybe, or something about something. I don't know. I don't know exactly what that function does yet. Then down below that is a dial, and you can change it. It's from off to various settings. I'll go through the settings. I'll come back to that in a minute. Then it's down here. Below is where you plug in your leads. Now on the right side of the unit, if you got the unit with the screen up towards the ceiling, and there's a little thing on the back hanger that you can hang it from something, you know, hang it from a hook or something. That should be at the top, and then your screen will be at the top. We're coming straight down on your right hand side of the screen. You come to the first two plugs for the lead. The first one is the red plug that's voltage. The second one is common. Basically, that's what you would be using them for. The ones on the other side, I don't exactly know. They are both the same color. I think one's beside-it help that's not in now. So the top one on the coming down on the left side of the screen, all the way down. The first one is A, and I don't remember what she said the second one. I assume A is for amperage, so you can hook an amp meter to it. This thing has a tip or two probe that came with it, a set of alligator clips that also came with it. That is covered in a silicone type thing for protection on it. The leads are very high quality leads, very big, nice size wire, nice ends to them. It's got caps to go on the ends. It's got caps to go on the end that plugs into the thing. Of course, the leads is red and black. So, I'm going to do this. First of all, I'm going to turn the unit off.
Alert, the meter, IDVM minus 510, disconnected. Screen dimmed. Okay, button. Okay.
All right. I had opened it.
Back button.
Let's go back.
IDVM.
All right, now, we're at the beginning of the home screen of the IDVM app. I'm going to briefly run through this and let you hear what on the screen without nothing hooked to it. So, let me go through this. And all of this is demoing it on the go. So, I really hadn't had a chance to really sit down and play with this thing. But, voiceover, you can have, it's got its own speech that you can turn on. But to me, that's, it's really aggravating. I guess that's handy where you don't want to interact with the phone, you know. Then that'll read you everything out on the screen. But it's really annoying to me, you know. For what I'm going to be using it for, most of the time, I can just interact with the phone with voiceover, probably more now. But I can have the option to use its own voice, spoken voice. So here we go. App, nothing's connected, just the app open.
Files button.
You got files. Well, that's obviously, that's where you store all your files, stuff like all your readings and all kind of stuff there. I hadn't really explored it, so I don't know much about that. Other than it says file, but I do know what that sort of explanatory. The next thing is
meter button.
The meter, where you tap on that to hook to whatever meter you happen to have. In this case, it's an IDVM 510 bulk of meter.
Meter button.
That's always on that screen. All right, let's look. Go back here to files.
Files button.
I'm going to tap on, and this is as we go. I have no idea. I'm doing this as a live demo. Some of it experimental to me as well.
Meter button, files button, files, data files, dismiss button, data files, heading, edit button.
There's an edit button. Obviously, you probably can click on that to edit, delete, rename, whatever.
Selected date button, one of two.
You can browse it by date.
Name button, two of two.
By name of the file.
This list displays all the data files you create by recording measurements with the app or with the meter. It is currently empty, but files will appear here automatically when you finish recording or downloading data.
So, that sort of explains what the record button does. I guess you tap that and it records the data.
This list displays all the data files you create by recording measurements with the app or with the meter. It is currently empty, but files will appear here automatically when you finish recording or downloading data.
Okay, well, that's it on that screen. Let's go back.
Dismiss button.
And we're going to dismiss it.
Dismiss IDVM. Files button. Meter button.
Now, meter is the next thing. I'm going to go in here. I don't think there's much to explore with the meter off, but let's go through it.
Meter button. Meter. Attempting to alert. Attempting to connect to meter. IDVM minus 510. Ellipsis. Cancel button. Unable to alert. Unable to connect to meter. Okay button.
Okay, that's call devices, I didn't have the meter button. On.
Devices, heading. Zero IDVMs found, heading.
No devices found.
Demo, heading.
Now, here's a demo, and I'll come back to that, and this is kind of demo a little bit of it.
IDVM 510 emulator, simulated meter W/signal generator input.
And this is stimulating some kind of generator input.
Meter outline dimmed button.
Meter outline is dim.
Hold button.
Hold. I guess that's hold's reading.
Record button.
Record. I guess that records your data. I would assume it don't, you know, there's no speech. It just records the techno data.
Voice button.
Voice, that turns voice on where it speaks what's there.
Menu icon dimmed button.
And then it's got menu, which is dim.
Menu icon dimmed button.
All right, let's go back up
in. 5 bars, signal strength, cancel button. Devices, heading. 0 IDVMs found, heading. Pulse scan. Demo, heading. IDVN510 emulator, simulated meter W/ signal generator input. Demo, heading.
All right, here's the demo.
IDVN510 emulator, simulated meter W/ signal generator input. IDVN, back button. IDVN510 emulator. Help balloon, button. Voltage EC.
All right, it's got voltage DC.
0.97.
0.97.
Cap V. Meter outline button. Cap V. Meter outline button. Hold button.
And then it's got hold.
Record button.
And then record.
Voice button.
And voice.
Menu icon button.
Menu icon.
Menu icon button.
But we won't get into the menu. Let's go back.
Voice button.
And do the voice. Now this will give you the voice. And it lets you see what the voice sounds like in a demo.
8.0 millivolts. -0.01 volts. 10.14 volts. -0.01 volts. -9.96 volts. 10.10 volts.
Menu icon.
0.14 volts.
Voice button. Record button.
-9.96 volts.
Hold button.
All right, now to stop that voice, you click on hold.
9.96 volts. -9.93 volts.
Hold button.
0.09 volts.
Well, there you go.
9.89 volts.
Meter outline, but hold button.
0.02 volts. -9.94 volts.
Button. Voice button.
-0.03.
Back button.
No, you click on voice again, and it stopped it then. So, you see, this is as you go, so I clicked on voice. All right, let's go back over.
IDVN510 emulator. Help balloon button. Voltage DC. Help
now, it's got a help balloon here.
Dismiss button.
This is still in this demo.
The mirror screen displays current readings. The mirror screen panels show you different views of the measurements being sent by your meter. Rotate your phone to landscape orientation to view a panel full screen. Swipe from the left edge to return to the home screen.
All right, so this does in landscape mode, so you probably, and I ain't tried that, you're probably going to want to take this our portrait, and so it will, you can rotate it into a landscape and get information from it, I would assume, and I would assume you would have to take portrait mode, you know, from unlocked portrait mode and put it, you know, so it would be in landscape. Maybe not. I ain't tried it. This is just the first run. I'll try to do something better later on.
1 of 12 button.
All right.
Tap the details button at the bottom of the file detail to bring up the, you can annotate your dismiss button.
All right, so.
Dismiss.
That's the help balloon.
IDVN510 emulator. Help balloon button. Voltage EC.
Ah.
10.03. Voltage EC. Voltage EC. ID help balloon button. IDVN510 and back button. IDVN500 help balloon button. Voltage EC.
Now you can't change the voltage. It don't want to show that on the end of the demo. But you can't, you can't change your voltage from within your iPhone. You have to do that on the deal.
-00.02, cap V.
Alright, let's get back here.
Meter outline button.
Meter outline, I don't know what that is.
Meter, alert, the meter, IDVM minus 510 emulator, disconnected. Okay, button. Okay.
Obviously that don't work without connect.
IDVM 510 emulator, disconnected. Help balloon, button. Voltage DC, disconnected. 10.07. Cap V. Meter outline, button. Hold, button. Record, button.
All right, let's do the record and see what that does.
Record. Voice, button. Menu icon, button. Disconnected. 10.07. Cap V. Meter outline, button. Hold, button. Record, button. Voice, button.
Yeah. I don't know what that does.
Menu icon, button. Menu icon, button.
Let's go click on the menu.
IDVM V1.1. Heading. Meter selection. Meter settings.
Meter setting.
Meter selection. Meter settings. App settings.
App setting.
Voice reporting.
Voice recording.
Alerts.
Alerts.
Recording.
Recording.
Meter update.
Meter update.
Home.
Home.
Home. Home. IDVM V1.1. Heading. Meter selection. Meter settings. Meter selection. Meter settings. Meter settings. App settings. Voice reporting. Alerts. Recording. Meter update. Home. Home.
Well, that didn't do much there.
Home.
It ain't doing much in this demo.
IDVM V1.1. Heading. Meter selection.
All right. I'm going to close the app now.
Visual help folder. 6 apps. App switcher. Home. IDVM2. Close IDVM2. Closing IDVM2. Home. Visual help folder. 6 apps. Double tap to open.
Let's see if Siri will open this now. Open IDVM.
IDVM2. IDVM.
Alright, so Siri did open it.
Files. Button. Meter. Button.
Now, I'm going to turn on the meter. Right now it's on off. This dial all the way to your left. If the meter is facing you with the hanging hook at the top and the display up pointing towards the ceiling, I've got it laying down. You come down, all the way down, you'll feel a thing here. A dial, looks like a dial on a washing machine. That's basically what it looks like. It looks like a dial on a washing machine. So, I'm going, hold on just a minute here. That out of the way. I'm going to turn it. Now, I just so happen to know in this case to the demonstration, we'll call it, of the knob, the function of the knob. What functions it does. I'm plugging the leads in right now. The red into the red. Voltage and the black into the common. There. And let me... Now I'm getting the app up on my iPhone 5SE.
Bard Mobile. Double tap to open. Dock. Phone. Double tap to open.
Open IDVM.
IDVM2. IDVM.
Alright. There it is. So, now, to start with, it's real in at 8 ICL. I'll regroup here. The unit laying flat. on the counter, the screen pointing to the ceiling, the front of it is pointing up to the ceiling. At the top is a little hanger thing, Velcro thing. You can hang it and hang it on a hanger or something, little strap thing. If you go from the top there all the way down, you'll feel a knob then. And that knob is where you turn the unit on and change different types of things that it does, like voltage and amperage and all that kind of stuff. So, and this being said, I'm not an electrician. I'm a maintenance man. I have been ASE certified as a mechanic. That was a while back. I've been in building maintenance all my life, but I'm not no HSE certified, or I'm not no certified electrician or nothing like that. So, you know, a lot of the stuff here, I don't know. I don't, you know, I would have to go back, you know, read the instruction. I ain't saying I couldn't use it and couldn't learn it. I just, you know, my primary reason for getting this unit was to be able to read AC and DC voltage, to check test batteries and to check outlets and things and see what the voltage and the continuity on stuff like a drop cord and stuff like that. I really didn't get it to check resistance and diodes and all that kind of stuff. I really didn't get it for temperature. It got a temperature probe. You got it there. I don't know how that works or where you would plug it in, what I would even do with it. I got all kind of thermometers, so I don't know. I probably never use that. It's got, you can hook an amp clamp to it, or, you know, and do amperage. I probably never do that. I don't really care about how much amperage something is really drawing. That's not something I would be doing for what my home use. I'm retired. I'm going to be out there working, trying to do that kind of stuff. I just have no reason in the world to need to know how much amperage something is pulling down, or milliamps it's pulling down. I just don't need that. But I'm sure some of y'all might, and especially y'all that's working or in them fields or been in them fields. So that being said, let's go on to the deal. So here we go. I got this thing. I'm turning it on right now. There's the first click. And the first click turns it on, and it also turns on the first function, which I just so happen to know is voltage. So, let's go to the app here.
Meter button, files button, meter button.
And let's click on meter so we can pair this thing.
Attempting alert. Backup IDV N510, help balloon button. IDVN510, back button. IDVN500, help balloon button. Voltage EC. 205 bars, back button. Back button, files button. Meter button, meter button. Meter. Cancel alert, attempting to back button. IDVN510, help balloon button. Voltage EC.
Ah, it just so happened to be on voltage DC. Now, this thing does, and I say pair, it does not pair to your iPhone by Bluetooth. It uses Bluetooth to transfer data from the standalone unit. This is a standalone multimeter that just so happen to have Bluetooth capability to transfer data from the unit to the app. It does not pair as like a set of speakers or a headset to your phone. You're not pairing it. You're just using Bluetooth for transferring data only to that app. And that's another thing why I got it here. Let's...
2 of 5 bars. Signal strength. Status bar item. Control center. Airplane mode. Off. Wi-Fi. Off. Bluetooth. Do not disturb. Log orientation. Brightness. Zip. Log orientation. On. Off.
I took the orientation off. M2.
Back button.
Because I don't know if it makes a difference. I guess you could hold this thing in landscape mode and it might give you some more information. I don't know. We'll try it out and see. Because it talks about landscape mode. Anyhow, we end the...
Back button. IDVM500 help balloon button. Voltage DC.
That's voltage DC. Alright, also going back to here, a brief description. The coming down from the screen, top, and you come down below the screen, the first row of buttons, there's 4 of them. And they're all rectangular. 1, 2, 3, 4. I have no idea what them buttons are. I don't remember. They all do some kind of function and change the functions in the... The thing, I don't know if they change functions in the app. I'm sure they will, some of them. Or they just used it with the machine as a standalone thing. So here we go. The next button lying down is another rectangular button. And the next, there's a big space, and the next one over is your record button. And down from the record button is where you lead your knob. And then you go down from your knob, and that's where you lead to V for voltage, C for common. That's probably what most people are going to use. The other side is got 2 ports. The top one I remember from my side of help was A. I assume that for amperage, and I don't remember what she said the bottom one is, and they both the same color, I think, black. So that being done. Now we're setting on voltage. Let's go back down from the top row of buttons to the on the very left hand side. Let's go down 1. That's the second row. That's the first that's the rectangular button. That's the function button. Click it 1 time. You hear a beep.
Help balloon. Voltage AC.
Now I change the AC.
137.6 MV.
And that's MV, I guess, multivolt.
145.2. Voltage AC. 136.8.
Why is it?
Landscape. Home button to the right. Back button.
I've just laid this down.
Back button. IDVM510. Help balloon button, mirror outline button, hold button, record button, voice button, menu icon button, menu icon, voice, record, hold, mirror out, help balloon, IDVM500, back button, IDVM510. Help balloon button, mirror outline, hold, record, button, voice, button, menu icon, button, menu icon, button, voice, button.
Now, it went into something there when it went into landscape mode. Now, see, in the portrait mode,
back button.
It don't.
Back button. IDD-N5 help balloon button, mirror outline, but hold, but mirror outline, button, mirror outline, help balloon button, IDD-N500, back button. Back button. IDD-N5 help balloon button, mirror outline, but hold, button, record, button, voice, button. Menu icon, button. Menu icon, button. Voice, button. Menu icon, voice, button. Voice, record button, hold button, menu icon, but voice button.
I wish it hadn't have did that.
Portrait, back button.
Now it's in back in portrait mode.
IDD-N510, disconnected. Back button. 2 of 5 bars, signal strength, control center. Airplane mode, on Wi-Fi, on. Bluetooth, do not just log out brightness, 0%, log orientation, off, on.
We're going to lock the orientation IDD back N2, in.
Back button.
Call.
IDD-N510, help balloon, button. NCV.
Alright. So we're at voltage.
Help balloon, but NCV. Help balloon, IDD-N500, help balloon, but NCV. Back button. Back button. IDV files button. Meter button. Meter. Leisure dot alert. Attempting to back button. IDV-N510 help balloon.
0.0 millivolt.
Voltage DC.
0.0 millivolts.
IDV-N510.
0.0 millivolts.
Help balloon button. Voltage DC.
0.4 millivolts.
MV. Meter.
Minus 1.0 millivolts.
Record button.
Minus 0.7 millivolts.
Voice button menu.
Minus 0.5 millivolts.
Right, that was the voice. And I'm tucked it all. It's killing me. Now, let's get the probes in. Make sure we're on AC. All right, we're on voltage AC. I'm doing this now. I'm going to plug this into a outlet to get the voltage. Get these things to stay in there long enough for me to get a test on, somewhat of a test for y'all to hear.
Help balloon button, voltage AC, 123.7.
All right, that's 123.7. Now, if you need your hands free and you don't want to interact with
voltage
the phone,
AC, 123 cap V, meter outline, button, hold button. Record button, voice button.
You got a voice.
123.7 volts.
Now,
123.6
I'm going to do that so I can play around.
123.6 volts. 123.6 volts. 95.8 volts. 123.7 volts. 123.7 volts. 121.2 volts. 4.898 volts.
Now,
60.7 millivolts, 29.9 millivolts, 43.3 millivolts, 1.315 volts, 1.311 volts, 1.404 volts, 1.366 volts, 123.6 volts,
123.6 volts.
Alright, so
1.0 volts.
That gives you an idea there.
22.5 millivolts.
Button, voice, button. 28.9 millivolts. And I tapped on voice again and that stopped that. Okay. Now, we're going to go to the next setting, which will be the second setting on the knob to the right from the off button, off setting. There you go.
Record button, voice button, record, hold button, meter outline button, off, NCV.
And that's that NCV, and it don't matter if you click on off or not, you hit function, it don't. None of that changes that, and I don't know what NCV mean. Does it mean no current voltage or neutral current voltage?
Off. Meter outline button. Hold button. Meter outline off. NCV.
So that's that, and you can hit the function button you want. It don't change.
Help balloon. NCV.
So, let's go to the next function. This is the third setting.
Help balloon button resistance.
Now this is resistance. If you touch the two prongs together,
000.4.
You get 00.4.
Meter outline button.
20.
Alright.
01.19.
Now you hit the function button. Now that goes to continuity, and I don't know why it's doing that, but you hear that, and that's the continuity on it.
Meter outline button, hold button, record button, voice button, menu icon button.
I don't know if you can.
ID meter selection, meter settings. App settings. Voice reporting. Alerts. Alerts. Recording. IDVM V1.1. Mirror selection. Mirror settings. App settings. Voice reporting. Alerts. Recording. Alerts. Alerts. Voice reporting. App settings. App settings. Voice reporting. Alerts. Recording. Mirror update. Home. Home. 2 of 5 bars. IDVM V1.1 heading. IDVM mirror selection. Mirror selection. Mirror settings. App settings. IDVM V1.1 heading. IDVM V1.1 heading. Mirror selection. Mirror settings. App settings. Voice reporting. Alerts. Mirror update. Home.
And you see, you get stuck when you go.
Home. 2 of 5 bars.
And they don't see it be a back button home.
Home. Home.
Home don't.
Mirror update. Recording. Alerts. Voice reporting. App settings. Mirror settings. Mirror selection. IDVM V1.1. Heading. Mirror selection. Mirror selection. IDVM mirror selection. IDVM V mirror selection. IDVM V1.1. IDVM V1.1. IDVM.
And it don't seem to be no way to get out of that once you get in them screens.
App IDVM 2. Home. Home. IDVM 2 active. Close IDVM 2.
But to close the app. So let me just turn the unit off. Open IDVM.
IDVM 2, IDVM.
Now let's turn it back on.
Files button, meter button, meter. Attention alert. Back button, IDVM 500, help balloon button, voltage EC.
Alright, so we're back on it. Let's see. That's resistant. We know what the continuity is. And I don't know why it makes that, I guess, to remind you that it is in there so you don't hook it to electricity. Because when you're doing continuity, you want everything to be dead on it. But as you hear, as you touch the thing, you can hear the beep. So they hit function again. And when you hit function again,
power balloon button diode.
That goes to diode. I touched the two prongs together.
Power balloon diode 0.001. Diode OL. Diode power balloon button.
Alright, and hit function again.
IDVN5 power balloon button. Capacitance.
That's the capacitance.
0.450 capacitance. 0.450.
So hit function again.
Power balloon, but resistance.
And you're back to resistance. So that's, we'll see, one, two, three, the third spot up. All right, let's go to the fourth spot to your right.
Power balloon, button, frequency.
And that's frequency.
0.000 hertz. 67.85 hertz.
And that's for touching the prongs together. Function don't do nothing there.
0.00 hertz.
I don't know if some of the other buttons, four buttons at the top row, would do anything or not. So let's go on. That's position four. We go to position five now on the knob.
0026 degrees C.
That's the temperature. And if you had a temperature probe, you know, to it.
0079 degrees F.
And I hit the function button, that changed the fare.
Meter outline button, hold button. Meter outline degrees F. 0079.
And it's just saying 79 degrees. So it's, I don't know. That ain't real. Pretty close to probably being accurate. Probably a little high. I don't know where it's getting that temperature from, and I ain't got the temperature probe hooked to it. But, you know, I'm not going to use that. For y'all that knows, want to use that, I'm sure that has something to do with heat and air or something like that or something. So at any rate, let's go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, position 6, I think. Alright, that's position 6.
Current DC, 000.0. A.
And that's A, and I assume that means for amperage, and it must be low voltage amperage, because there's another one just like it, but it's got a capital A. And you can hit function button to change from
000.0. Current AC.
From AC to DC. Alright, the next button, that's button 7.
Help balloon, but current DC, 00.00, ma.
And ma is milliamps, MA for milliamps. So that's for milliamperage. And you can hit the function button to go from AC to DC.
00.00, ma. 00, current AC.
And then the last button, position 8.
Power balloon button, current DC, 0.000, cap A.
And that's cap A, so I assume that means high voltage amp. And I assume that's what the cap A would be, if it's amperage. But since it's a cap A, I would assume it means a high voltage amp, and you can hit the function button.
0.000, current AC.
From, change from AC to DC. And that's all the function button. Now, I don't know what them other four buttons at the top of the road might do in the machine. I'm not going to tap them. I assume if you turn the machine off, it would go back to the factory setting, whatever you happen to have at home, but I don't get, you know, till I get some help here to see what happens when you start mashing them. You know, I'm sure y'all know more about it, and once you know what the buttons do, and I'll do another podcast saying what the buttons is when I get some visual help. She might have to look at the manual there herself, because I think they got symbols. They don't really have writing on it, and so maybe she can match the symbol to the manual and tell what the symbols is. So that's pretty much it there. I'm gonna take this thing and turn it all the way off now.
Alert, the meter, IDBM minus 510, disconnected. The meter, IDB, okay, button. Okay, back button. Back button, IDBM. Barring mobile. Double tap to open. App switcher. IDBM2, close IDBM2. Closing IDBM2, home.
So that's basically it. I don't know much more I can do on this for you. It is seems to be fairly accessible through the app from all the readings and all. It seems like some of the app, the buttons on the app, maybe it's not engaging and working with voiceover. Because when you click on the menu and get the menu on things, it don't seem like clicking on none of the buttons changes anything. It don't look like that changes. And some of y'all might be able to play around with it and know somehow or another get the button and get your finger on the button and cut voiceover off. And then slide the button, slide it or tap it, you know, when I get visual help here, I'll try to see and see what some of them thing is. I think for the most part, factory setting probably do for most people, but I would like to get in there and see what some of the settings does. But for now, you know, until I get some help, that's basically it. So I hope you enjoyed the podcast, and I hope it was somewhat more informative. When I get more information to give out on it, I will. You can reach me at my email address, which is matt.forum.florida@gmail.com, or you can probably reach me on the blind handyman list or the tech talk list, call us tech talk list or tech chat list, either one. I'm on some other lists, but then probably the two that you more than apt to find me on, and it's tech related for now. And like I say, you can reach me at that email address there. If you have any questions or concerns, appreciate it. Thank you. And excuse my old Southern style voice. Y'all have a good day now.